Stay tuned, my dad and the generations is next.
People are surprised to discover that my family and I drive an hour and a half to Reformation Church. I must confess, 3 years ago when a friend encouraged us to visit Reformation, my thoughts were, a two-hour drive to church? I don't think so. But because of our friendship, I was willing to make the trip one time. Well, we have been making that drive ever since. You may be thinking, why would anyone drive that far to attend a church? The members at Reformation take their walk with the Lord seriously. They actively encourage one another, building up one another in the faith, and helping to carry each other's burdens. The brothers and sisters at Reformation truly care for one another. But this is not the main reason we attend Reformation. It is only the icing on the cake. The main reason we attend Reformation is because of the centrality of the Word in our worship of the Triune God. His Word is preached with power and authority. At Reformation, we worship the living God, who is mighty and powerful, full of mercy and grace.
Reformation Church in Castle Rock meets at Douglas County High School on Front Street at 10:30 a.m. Sundays. Check us out at reformationchurch.com or call 303-648-9606.
Keep your arms and legs inside the ride at all times. This is Generations. My name is Kevin Swanson. Thank you for joining us today. This is the program that addresses the very most important parts of life. We have three children in studio with us today. And my name is Kevin Swanson. Dave Buhner with me in studio. And we want to talk about children today. By the way, the next school shooting in Colorado, it's a matter of when, not a matter of if, according to our Attorney General John Southers, speaking to a group of school administrators this week. 120 years ago, there were no school shootings in Colorado, no police in the hallways, and no arrests 120 years ago. I wonder what the problem is. It must have something to do with what's being taught there. Just a guess.
Oh, but to be fair, Kevin, 50 years ago, there was a lot more guns in the classroom. In fact, many of the boys would bring them to the classroom and set them by their coats.
More guns, less shootings in the schools 120 years ago. We are the program that asserts that the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. Ooh, we just said it. On the air, all over Colorado. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of God, and whatever you do, if you're a parent, do not put your children under the instruction of a person who does not believe that the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. You know, at the beginning of this nation, we were Christian. Our education was Christian. In fact, the very first primer in America was printed in 1652. That's a long time ago, 400 years ago. The very first primer, you know what the first words a child would learn was? A, in Adam's fall, we sinned all. That's what we learned. It was called spiritual milk for American babes. we've got a different language today, too. Babes would not go over well on a primer.
Now, Kevin, what kind of people were educated with that primer? I would say George Washington, for instance, would he have used that primer?
Absolutely. In 1777, 120 years later, the primer was revised. They added pictures.
That would be the second edition.
That was the second edition, yes. George Washington, Patrick Henry, Benjamin Franklin, Samuel Adams, John Adams, these guys were educated with this primer. The most common books in homes were the Bible and Pilgrim's Progress. And, of course, Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson, the famous deist, the liberal of the day, he said, you know, we got to get some schools going here in Washington, D.C., and he brought the Bible and Watts Hymnal. He had them printed for all the schools in Washington, D.C. schools. Now, that is not happening in D.C. schools today. Did you know that?
Well, in fact, Thomas Jefferson was the superintendent of the D.C. schools as well as the president. He actually served two roles. It wasn't a conflict of interest at that time. And he required, he didn't just provide, he required that Watts Hymnal and the Bible be used for instruction in the D.C. schools.
Something happened between 1820 and 1920, because by the early 1920s, all references to God and the Bible were purged out of American curricula. Ladies and gentlemen, America has forgotten God. Our heritage has been lost. Why? Dave, something happened between 1720 and 1920, and I'm going to say America forgot God because the hearts of fathers, the faith of the fathers, was not transferred to the sons since the beginning of this nation. We have lost a sense of God. And today, anywhere from 70 to 80% of Christian children walk away from their parents' faith. They just reject it. There is something happening. We are losing the generations. And I've got a reason for it. That's coming up on Generations in just a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, I like no-hassle car buying. It's very simple. Here's how it works. Visit McKinneyMotors.com, M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y, Motors.com. Click on Contact. Tell them what you want, your price range, and a contact number, and Jeff will go to work for you. He's been in the car business for 20 years. He knows cars. He handles any car, new or used. He'll get the best car for you with the best service at your price at Jeff McKinney Motors. That's McKinneyMotors.com or call 303-660-0303. Call him, tell him what you want, and he will do the work for you. Contact McKinneyMotors.com. That's 303-660-0303.
This is Kevin Swanson. Let me tell you, I'm planning to use National Driver Training Institute's program for my son, Daniel, because parent-directed driver education has proven to be the most effective training process in the United States. This program, Help for the Teenager Who Wants to Drive, is approved in Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, and many other states. Your teenager can start the process at 15 years old and receive his license by 16. This course is recognized by every insurance company in Colorado and approved for home study by the state of Colorado. Programs start at just under $100, and you will have everything you need to create a safe driver for life. Call National Driver Training Institute at 800-942-2050. That's 800-942-2050. Or visit them on the web at nationaldrivertraining.com. Let them know you heard about it right here on Generations. Back. It's Generations. My name's Kevin Swanson. Dave Buhner in studio today with us. America has forgotten God, the folks. How do we lose our faith from generation to generation, or better yet, how do we convey that faith? The Bible has a lot to say about it. The Bible says, hey, teach your children God's word as you walk by the way, as you sit in your house, as you rise up, as you lie down. Integrate it fully into your children's lives in this manner. And you know what? This is not happening. About 10 years ago, something hit me. If I care about my children, if I care about this country, and if I care about God, I am going to share my faith with my children. And so we started a practice that has revolutionized our home. And this is not homeschooling, not at all. We talk about home education time to time on the program, but we have done something in our home that has changed our home in the most dramatic way. In fact, I would say it's the single most important thing that we have done in our home, in my life. It's far more important than this radio program. It's far more important than speaking to thousands of people at a time. The thing that we have done in our home, Dave, is family worship. This has revolutionized our home. It has begun to define our home. And we're going to define what family worship is in just a moment. But, Dave, family worship is essential. Let's talk about its history. What's its history in your home?
In my home, we created goals for our children, what we were going to do as parents. And we decided, in fact, while my wife was still pregnant with my oldest, we decided that character was going to be far more important than comfort, which was kind of a radical epiphany for us, that you would actually direct a child towards character instead of towards their comforts. And out of that, we decided that the thing to do to teach character was to teach from the Bible. And so we've had what we call devotions from the time the children were very young. We wanted them to, even before they understood the words, to understood that mommy and daddy were talking about the word. And then about 5 years ago, that was really kicked up another notch, largely by the proddings of Doug Phillips, who was on this program yesterday.
It's vitally important, Dave, not just for the family, but for the survival of the church. If you look at church history, what you find is at the beginning, guys like Chrysostom, guys like Ignatius, I mean, these were 2nd, 3rd century guys. They said, you guys got to be doing some family worship. In fact, Ignatius, Fathers, bring up your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, and teach them the Holy Scriptures and also trades, that they may not indulge in idleness. There's a character issue. Now, the Scripture says, a righteous father educates his children well. His heart shall rejoice in a wise son. That's Ignatius, who lived around 107 A.D. That's very early on. But, of course, the Middle Ages brought professionalism, monasticism, a celibate clergy, and the inaccessibility of the Bible in the common tongue, right? You couldn't get the Bible in your language. And so how could a father sit down and read the Bible and explain the Bible to children? That's the work of professionals. So in the end, we began to lose this concept of family discipleship and the power that comes in that kind of evangelism. That was a real problem, wasn't it? Up till the 1300s, we saw a huge decline in the spirituality of the church because of that.
If you couldn't read Latin, you couldn't read the Bible. And even if you could read Latin, there might not be a copy of the Bible within 400 miles of you. You had to be a scholar just to be able to look at the pages. And those Latin Bibles were chained to tables so that they wouldn't leave the library. They were that valuable.
Big problem for families. And what happened was we lost a strong spirituality in the church in the 1300s and 1400s because there wasn't that familial piety happening in those homes. Big problem. And, of course, the Reformation came on. With the Reformation in the 1520s came the revival of family worship. Incredible. Happened in Netherlands. It happened up in Scotland. It happened in England. In fact, they even had a directory of family worship that was published by the church enforcing family worship. I mean, they virtually enforced it. If you didn't do family worship, I mean, they'd come after you, right? These pastors would be all over you. You weren't doing family worship on a daily basis. So there was a revival of family worship from 1520 and 1820. I'm going to suggest that the Reformation, the power of the Reformation from generation to generation to generation, was due to the fact that family worship had been revived after about a 1,000-year decline.
The Reformation owes an awful lot to Gutenberg, who made the Word of God available in printed form with the printing press, but also to people like Tyndale, who put it in the common tongue. Now, once the Bible was available to fathers, the church then had every expectation that the fathers would read it and would read it to their children. And the difference between a Reformation and a revival was that the Reformation passed from generation to generation because it went from father to son. Martin Luther had children and suddenly found that family worship was a very significant thing, and I believe that's why the Reformation lasted 500 years and the revivals seemed to last 30.
And the Reformation kicked off a huge missionary movement. Don't forget that. Guys like John Payton, who sat under his father's family worship for 20 years. The guy eventually went out and virtually changed the world of missions in the 1800s. Family worship, folks, was essential. It radically changed the church. It produced a huge reformation that went on from generation to generation for almost 300 years, from 1520 to 1820, and then something happened. Something happened, Dave, and you know what happened. The devil saw what happens when a father tenderly takes the hand of his child and says, "Let me show you Jesus." The devil knows that will destroy his own kingdom. All over the world. It was destroying his kingdom all over the world by virtue of the Reformation, the missionary movement. And so what did the devil do? The devil came up with an excellent idea. Jean-Jacques Rousseau. Jean-Jacques Rousseau. We've talked about Jean-Jacques Rousseau before. 1760s, wrote the book Emile. And Jean-Jacques Rousseau said, it's not the business of parents to raise children. And that insidious piece of deceit corrupted not just the schools, but it corrupted the church too. Let's admit to it. By 1840, J.A. Alexander wrote a book, and he lamented the decline of family worship in America and Europe. They had lost family worship by about the 1840s. So it took about 80 years for Jean-Jacques Rousseau's ideas to work its way into the church. And you know how it worked, don't you? Professionals must disciple your children. That was the message that was taught. And we got the Sunday school movement.
You know, Matthew Henry's commentary, probably the most beloved, most used commentary, perhaps the most dependable commentary that's available today. Matthew Henry's commentary is basically the notes that he remembers from his dad doing family worship.
That's exactly right. Well, family worship, something that's been almost dead for the last 150 years. And ladies and gentlemen, our homes have entered probably the darkest spiritual decline since the 1300s in America and in Europe. We have lost the concept of family worship, but thank God
there are families that are bringing it back. It's coming back. We've seen a number of books come out on family worship just in the last 10 years. It is exciting what God is doing. I believe there is a reformation afloat, not unlike that reformation that took most of Europe and America back in the 1500s and 1600s. This is coming back to America, Dave. It's coming back because the hearts of fathers are turning back to the sons, and sons are back to the fathers. This is a biblical-style reformation that's talked about in the book of Malachi. But it's happening by means of, by the vehicle of family worship, and that's what we want to talk about today. Hebrews 3 and verse 13 is the classic verse about this. The Bible says in Hebrews 3:13, exhort one another daily while it's called today, lest any of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. The Bible says, beyond a shadow of a doubt, beyond any debate whatsoever, that we have got to do the exhortation of one another every single day. This is an everyday event.
Things are probably worse now than they were in the 1300s. We have more Bibles available, but we have less fathers available. If Reformation happens, it happens one family at a time. And that's the power of family worship. It teaches children to honor their parents and parents to love their children. And it is that bond, that is a model of God's love for us.
And God wants us to be doing that in the home. Deuteronomy 6:7 is very clear. Teach your children my words as you sit in your house. How much more plain can it get? How much more plain can it get? God wants it done every day. God wants it done in our homes. Therefore, we ought to crack the Word of God and share it with our children. And Dave, I'm telling you, this is a daily thing, but few families have learned to do this daily. We learn to do a lot of other things daily. We can watch television. We brush our teeth. We do a lot of other things daily. But for some reason, it's extremely hard to do this every single day. Let's talk just for a little bit about what we do for family worship. Now, our basics are sing, pray, read, and explain God's Word. That's our basic. So we do some singing. We sing some spiritual songs, some choruses, some psalms and hymns. And we also do, we read God's Word and we explain it. That's essential. That's the core of it. Psalm 78 tells us that we ought to teach our children so that they can teach their own children. And this is one other vision that I like to incorporate in our family worship time. I want this to be a generational activity. So I bring my own children in. I encourage them to answer questions and also to present something themselves. My son is now presenting family worship, some devotional material himself. He's worked through 1 Samuel, now he's working through 2 Samuel. And so we want our children to be prepared when they are 19, 20, 21 years of age and they're ready to have their own homes. We want them to be able to share the Word of God with their children. So this is a generational legacy we want to pass along.
If you were teaching your child to drive, you'd start out slow. You'd give them a little bit, maybe start in a parking lot, maybe move to some country roads, and finally the highway. And it's the very same thing with teaching our sons to lead family worship. We're going to give them opportunities to start in a parking lot in a very safe environment, to start out slow.
Now, this is something that's kind of hard sometimes to cut into our schedules today because our modern-day schedules are very, very busy. So, Dave, let's give some ideas as to how to do this. We do it typically in the morning. But one of the things that we had a hard time with was we record the radio program in the morning, and so we had to adjust the radio program. We record this program in our home for the reason that we would be able to do our family worship along with the program. So the point is that sometimes you have to adjust what you're doing in your life in order to accommodate family worship.
And, we prefer to do it in the morning, too, because it seems to set the day on the right path. It just kind of gets you focused on God and His work and serving His kingdom. But if that doesn't happen, we try and pick it up at night. There's no rule that it has to be in the morning or in the night. Best days, we do it twice. Sometimes, and I know several men who have to do this, they're on their road, they're traveling, they have to get a speakerphone and phone it in. Literally have a conference call devotion over the phone lines. It takes work, but the value is so great that you'd be a fool not to.
I've done that before, and it's hard sometimes to sing with the family and to know what note they're on when you're on the speakerphone. But it's a great time. Even when you're away from the home, when you're on a business trip, you can still call in and read the Word of God to your children. You can ask them some questions and hear their memory verses over the phone lines. That's possible. We can use modern technology to work these valuable principles into our lives. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about family worship and how basic it is to a Christian family's life. We'll be back in just a moment to talk about getting your family worship started. Maybe you've had a hard time getting it going. Well, we'll give you some practical tips on how to get that thing started in your home in just a moment on Generations. Stay tuned.
Are you tired of the public school rat race? Tired of an education system that is cutting it for your family? Maybe the right private school is too expensive for you. Join the growing ranks of 2 million Americans that are homeschooled across the nation. Homeschooled children average in the 70th to 90th percentile in math, reading, and language, 25 percentile points higher than the average public school student. Did you know that you can get started homeschooling for as low as $159? Christian Home Educators of Colorado presents the Deluxe Starter Kit. This includes a video, three cassettes, a huge 365-page manual on how to homeschool, and listen to this, a full year's curriculum package. We'll throw in an introductory workshop. You'll find other similar packages for $299 with this offer. You can homeschool for $159 with the first grade package. It's only $159. Think about it. For the price of a pair of tennis shoes and school clothes, you can homeschool yourself for $159. Check it out at kevinswanson.com. That's homeschool for $159 at kevinswanson.com. Or call check at 720-842-4852. That's 720-842-4852.
Oh, why did I put it off? I should have made an appointment.
This winter, don't get left in the cold. Get your car winterized at Academy Car Care and Repair. Academy Car Care and Repair's ASC-certified mechanics can work on all vehicles. Call Academy Car Care and Repair today before you really need them. 573-5973. That's 573-5973. Academy Car Care and Repair at Academy and LaSalle.
Imagine a summer camp for the whole family. A camp with powerful messages that will encourage your family to live and love together. Imagine a five-day family camp from $52. Okay, you can stop imagining now. It will happen next August in Glorieta, New Mexico. Your family will hear inspiring messages on family, godly womanhood, how to be a man of God, from great speakers like Dr. R.C. Sproul Jr. and James and Stacy McDonald. There will be plenty of time for relaxing fellowship, hiking, volleyball, softball, high ropes course, paintball, miniature golf, horseshoes, shuffleboard, frisbee golf, and all the rest. This camp is sponsored by Reformation Church, a family-integrated church strategically located between Colorado Springs and Denver in Castle Rock. Call 303-648-9606 for a brochure or email camp@reformation.com. You need to register now. At these prices, we are almost filled up. That's camp@reformationchurch.com.
It's the program the devil despises. It's Generations. My name's Kevin Swanson. We're putting this civilization back together by putting families back together and by putting our faith back into generational continuity. And here are some practical ideas about family worship. If you're just thinking about getting this thing started, you've had a hard time teaching your children God's Word as you sit in your house, here's some practical ideas for your family worship. Number one, dad should lead. That's biblical, Ephesians 6:4. Number two, do it every day, no matter what. It's got to be daily. Got to be daily. The test of a good habit, do you do it when you're on vacation? Number three, start with 5 minutes at the very minimum. In other words, you don't have to be doing it for 40, 50 minutes. Just start with 5 minutes at the very minimum and read the scriptures, draw an application, and pray. Number four, if you have children in the house, try to read a little from Proverbs every day because Proverbs is the book God gave us for kids. And number five, train your children to sit still and listen. That's kind of hard, but get their participation. Everybody reads a verse in our family. We just go around the circle, one verse at a time. That ensures participation. Make sure that people are staying alert. Well, there are some practical suggestions. Hope that God will bless you as you bring family worship into your home. I want to encourage you to get a hold of a resource that I found very helpful in my home. It's called Family Man.
Family Leader by Phil Lancaster, a great resource from checkbooks.com on the web, checkbooks.com. Or you can call 1-877-842-CHECK. You can interact with this program by emailing me, Kevin, at check.org. That's Kevin at check.org. Or listen to the program anytime, anywhere in the world at kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson, and I want to invite you back again next time as we lay down a vision for the next generation.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Swanson here. There's a principle that has never let me down. I do business with the people I believe in. And that's why I go with George Sechrist Insurance for all my insurance needs. George is a man of honesty, integrity, and service. George will go the extra mile for me. I've seen him give up himself sacrificially for the needs of others. You can count on George. Auto, life, home, call George at George Sechrist Insurance, 303-979-1288. That's 303-979-1288.
Christian families have not escaped the rapid increases in healthcare costs. They are looking for solutions. Does the Bible provide any answers to the problems that plague our healthcare system? There are a growing number of Christian families who have joined together through Samaritan Ministries. They are helping one another directly with medical needs, one Christian household to another. Every month, there are more than 10,000 households who pray with one another, send notes of care and encouragement, and give a monthly share to help with other members' needs. They are sharing nearly $1.5 million in needs every month, yet the monthly share is only $195, even less for couples and singles. Christians need to take the lead in demonstrating to others that the Bible really does have the answers, including health care. If you would like to know more about a movement of caring, committed believers, call Samaritan Ministries at 1-888-2 and the word others, or visit the website at www.samaritanministries.org.
Are you looking for the ideal Western family vacation? You need to check out Latigo Ranches at latigotrails.com. Enjoy a 100-mile panoramic view of the Continental Divide, 3 miles from the nearest neighbor. Latigo Ranch is secluded, scenic, and intimate, the perfect size to create a sense of family coming home. Enjoy a vacation of mountains, fishing, trails, horses, and great country cooking. Whether it's a family reunion or a once-in-a-lifetime Western vacation for your family, Latigo Ranches is where you want to be. LatigoTrails.com or call 1-800-227-9655.